ordinance to amend Chapter 90 of the Code of Sussex County entitled Sediment Control and Stormwater Management, and Chapter 99 of the Code of Sussex County entitled Subdivision of Land in regard to the bonding and guarantees required for surface drainage facilities under the jurisdiction of the Sussex County Conservation District.
Oh, gentlemen, reference this ordinance that modifies Section 90-8 of the Sediment Control and Stormwater Management Code and 99-32 of the Subdivision Ordinance. And in order to remove the provision that Sussex County will require bonding and guarantees for surface drainage facilities and erosion and sedimentation control facilities required by the Sussex Conservation District. And primarily that's because the Conservation District is now going into the bonding provision business. So they're going to have to oversee their own bonds.
Yeah, it's actually it's a
good please. Idea.
It's
we'll do our
yeah. Concerns. It's a little bit more complex than that. I think that is accurately describes it. But we've been holding the bonds for the Conservation District for all the Conservation District's work for however long. The problem with that is we don't inspect or administer anything having to do with stormwater management, and the Conservation District does all that. We recently, in the past several years, actually the county's been in some litigation about that, and the judge pointed out the issues with that. We tried to say, look, you know, any liability associated with stormwater management and the bonding for that is the Sussex Conservation District. The judge says, well, no, that's not true because you're holding the bond for that work. And so it creates liability for something that we don't have any control over and responsibility for something that we don't have any control over. The Sussex Conservation District's been reviewing it, and they have now set up the process, like Lawrence said, to have their own bonds for their own work. And I think that that's a good thing, not only for Sussex County, because it you know, separates everybody's responsibilities the way it should. The other thing is it means that our bonds now are related to our work. So if there's a project where all the Sussex County required work's complete, we can release that bond or we can reduce that bond based on the requirements of the county. We don't have to go ask another agency that has its own jurisdiction, you know, how's it coming with the work you have control over? And they may say, well, Sussex County, you can't release your bond or you can't reduce your bond. So it gets us out from under sort of that interplay between us and the Conservation District. So, but again, I think somebody asked, does this mean that things will be administered differently or inspected differently? No, they'll be inspected the same way they always have been. It'll just be, you know, who guarantees the performance of it.
Yeah, the whole issue on this ordinance is the bond.
Yeah.
The district does their inspection. We do our inspection. We hold the bond for the district because the district didn't have a provision for the bond.
Yeah.
But just we basically back them guaranteeing that their bond's in place.
So the reason for it is prior litigation?
Well, and the judge pointed out that, you know, if you're going to pass on, you really can't pass on responsibility for bonding for stormwater management or whether you should be releasing it or whether the amount's sufficient or anything else because you're the one that's holding the bond for this Conservation District's work.
It was just a passing remark or was it a judgment or what?
Well, it's a really complicated case that I'd prefer not to try to describe here tonight, but it's more than that. I mean, it's also just as a practical matter, the recognition. Why are we holding up? It'd be like us holding a bond for DelDOT.
It's separating the interests. Yeah. I mean, we don't, you know, let the soil conservation people hold the bond for their work. They can release the bond, their part of the bond, when they want to. Sussex County can require a bond and then release it when, you know, when we feel that the conditions for release have been met for our bond.
Will it also increase the cost?
I don't think it will. We were talking about this, and it's the same total dollars probably. The bond, the face value of the bond is, right now it's one bond that say it's $500,000. Instead, it might be one that's $350,000 and another one that's $150,000. There might be a slight additional cost because two documents have to be produced, but I don't think it's significant.
And I'll just say, I mean,
I think having it separated is a good idea. So yeah. One little problem over here doesn't hold up the whole pile of wax, you know.
And more.
In some cases, you might have minimum premiums that come into play. Like
you could, yeah, you could. You could.
And I'll just say, I mean, Moore and Rutt looked at this, and we looked at it. And just from a flat legal standpoint, you shouldn't be holding bonds for somebody else's work. You know, I mean,
yeah.
that's basically
yeah,
that
makes
what
sense
it
to me.
Comes down to. So. And this one does have some time sensitivity, too, just because the way the Conservation District, and they've been in communication with, and David Baird was here when this was introduced from the Conservation District, they're looking at a January 1 implementation of it as well.
I suspect we could accommodate them this evening. We'll see. Did we receive any comments from the Conservation District about this, since this is a public notice?
As Vince said, they were present during the discussion of the ordinance before.
And I understand that they're going to be here Tuesday when it comes up in front of County Council. So, I mean, really, the bonding issues, that's almost a, you know, I don't want to say, you know, that you all don't have oversight over that, but that really is a council legislative type issue. So
I thought the district at the council the previous, unless I misheard when I listened to that tape, said that they were going to, if they did it themselves, instead of requiring 125% of cost, they would have to require 150. And I don't know if I misunderstood that or if, were you there?
I was there. I mean, I haven't gone back and listened to the tape, but I believe that 150 was talked about, yeah.
So, I mean, that would be a 25%, give or take.
Well, I think that's excessive.
Yeah,
not that our opinion is going to matter, but when it comes time for us to make a decision on this, I want that. I would like to see that reflected in whatever we tell them.
Yeah. This is like
why? Suspenders and a belt, Mr. Burton.
And this is the concern. I mean, on one hand, we're trying to, you know, protect the public's, you know, security through bonding, you know, policies. And on the other hand, we're trying to not restrict businesses because we need that business activity. And this is the balance. And I understand what you're saying, Mr. Robertson, about the legal, and I respect that advice. But I'm also, you know, conscious of, you know, the tenuous nature of business in the county and in the state. And, you know, as long as it's reasonably an equal trade, I don't have a problem with it. It's good. It's good legal practice and it's good business practice. But if we're going to increase the total bond cost by a large, healthy percentage, well, then we're taking one step forward and one step backward.
Well,
I'm not sure where we're getting.
I'll add one thing to that is, you know, first of all, with the bonds, not so much letters of credit, with bonds, in my experience, having tried to and called them on several occasions, they don't like paying them. You know, and so the problem we would have, I think, as a practical matter, would be is if there was somebody who had not completed stormwater management work that's regulated by another agency, a bonding company would probably say, well, that's nice. We're not going to pay it. You got a fight on your hand. I agree with you about the amounts. What I almost think is that we just have to look at it. Should we be holding the bonds for some other agency? You know, not... Is Sussex Conservation going to take over the bonding? But really, it's almost simpler that should we be holding some other agency's bonds? And I don't disagree with your point at all about, you know, that, but I struggle legally with how we should be holding, you know, like I said, it would be the same as us holding DLDOT's or some other state agency's bonds. I don't think we should do that. I don't think we would have a lot of ease in collecting any funds if we had to, you know, under a bond.
Talk to anyone who has ever tried to collect on a performance or material payment bond. It's very difficult. These bonding companies are in business to collect premiums, not pay claims.
Right.
And they have many, many fancy attorneys, almost as fancy as you, Mr. Robinson, to fight these issues for them. It's just crazy. Letter of credit is actually a better instrument.
It's a lot better because they just hand you all the.
It's a much better instrument because yeah, they're not the, and the issue with bonds has not been so much cost as been availability, and being able to get one at all in these difficult economic times. But it has gotten better, so you know we'll. But I think it's wise to separate myself. Anyone else have any comments? Is there anyone here in the public who is interested in commenting on the bonding situation with our friends at the Soil Conservation District and the county? Okay. Anyone on the commission have any other comments or questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. Gentlemen, that completes